Culture Days is an annual gathering with members of the community and members of the village and the whole valley come and participate in various cultural activities, both Tlingit and other cultures that are brought to us.
What are some of the things that the kids are most excited about?
Oh, the hawks, the birds of prey, the live birds are fantastic.
Falconer Mario Benassi is the one doing that. He has a red tail hawk with him, and he has a dead bird for the hawk to eat as a demonstration.
Are you going to eat for us? He'll grab it. It's funny, he'll squeak a little bit, and then all of a sudden he'll go like that, and he'll grab a hold of it, take possession of it. I don't think he's going to, though. No, there we go. There we go. There goes the head, right down the hatch.
Feathers and all.
Feathers and all. He doesn't need...
And then dance, because they get to go in the gym, and they'll get to use regalia.
Jack Strong is teaching Tlingit song and dance. He says the story behind this song comes from an exchange of cultures between Tsimshian and Tlingit peoples.
Yeah, it's a traditional Tlingit entrance song that Yaha Hui, and that's the one I was explaining about the getting it from the Tsimshians. It's a Tsimshian song, and we're very grateful for the song, and we enjoy it, and it's enjoyed all up and down Southeast Alaska and in Seattle area even.
What do you like about the Culture Days?
Oh, teaching the children, getting them involved in their past, because that gives them the foundation for their future. Without the past, the future is pretty unstable, and culture is a fabric that holds us together. So, and that makes us who we are.
Different kids like to do different things, so we try to have a variety of activities. A lot of them enjoy the hands-on, and they'll get to make something.
So we're teaching them the basic weaving techniques right here. And this is weaving around these yogurt cups, and now they're making Tlingit dolls, and they're learning how to do slip knots that we do in weaving, too.
That's Mary Jane Valentine. Another hands-on activity is octopus bags. There are a couple Haynes fourth graders making those.
So what do you think about coming out here and learning
these activities? Cool. It's really cool.
It's
actually.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Yay, I fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
What did you fix?
I fixed my octopus.
He's been having a struggling time.
Joe Hotch is a Klukwan elder watching the weaving, dancing, and other activities happening around him.
It's important for us to mix with other cultures, and we learn from other cultures also what we missed in our lives.
And as teacher Kathy Carl says, it's important for the students to share their culture because it helps build pride in their heritage. Reporting from Klukwan, I'm Emily Files.